This is atrocious. I can't take the loss of liberty every single day.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and we're at the International Students for Liberty Conference in Washington, D.C. And today I'm talking with Gigi Bowman. Gigi is the author of How to Run for Office on a Liberty Platform. You are a candidate for state senate in New York, in New York State from Long Island, and you are also the head of Liberty Candidates.
Right.
Let's talk about a couple of things. First off, you know, you're interested in helping people who want to run on a liberty-based or freedom-based platform run for office. What is the biggest challenge in running on a liberty platform?
Most of the people who are running, the biggest challenge is money. And they can't seem to get the donations that they really deserve. Mm-hmm. These are people who are running for office who actually are awake and aware. It started out being for people who were running and inspired by Ron Paul.
Right.
Okay, so that's where we began. And during that whole time period, we have had Ron Paul running twice for president. And basically, everybody was giving their money to Ron Paul. So now we're in a time where Ron Paul's not running. People might be able to look around and actually donate now to Liberty Candidates. So I'm hoping that there's a change.
And is the idea to run Liberty Candidates as a kind of protest vote or for them to actually get into office and change things?
I would love for them to get into office. We do not ask what party anybody's in, so we have a variety of people. Democrats are Liberty Candidates, Conservative Party, Republicans, so.
What's the core of the Liberty platform as your group defines it?
It's actually the same core of Campaign for Liberty as we started out. Sound money, free market, individual liberty, constitutional government, and non-interventionist foreign policy. That was the big difference.
What is it, you know, that now that Ron Paul has gone into retirement from from political life, what was it about him that just caught fire with so many people? And, you know, in so many ways, he's an unlikely, you know, kind of spark of freedom. You know, he turned on young people, he turned on old people, he brought people who had never been interested in the politics before. What was it about his message and the way of delivering it that lit so many fires?
I think it was common sense. Whenever he spoke, it wasn't with airs, it wasn't something that people had to decipher or figure out. He spoke in a way that was easy to understand and really resonated with everyone. That was just, it's like a natural born thing to feel you want to be free, and he made sense, and he always made sense.
What's the one thing that somebody who's thinking about running for an office should make sure to avoid?
I think they shouldn't step up and run for a federal office right away. You should run locally. Run for assembly. Run for something where you're going to have a say in your community and go from there. But don't think you're going to just step up and run for Congress and win. It's not going to happen. You need to have people believe you, trust you, and the best way to do that is to do it in your own neighborhood.
You're going to run for state senate in New York from Long Island. What are your key issues? Why, you know, you're not somebody who has long been interested in running for office. Why now, and what's the most pressing issue for you?
I didn't want to run for office, but I decided to do it after we had the New York gun ban voted on, and most of the votes came from Republicans, and that was kind of shocking to a lot of the people in my area because they work so hard to get Republicans in so that they wouldn't vote for things like this. It was a shock, and it made me angry because they pushed it through in the middle of the night. They didn't have time to read the bill. It's just a matter of so many different things. How can we push bills through in the middle of the night? And I mean, the bill is you've got to take at least, you know, 2 days to read it, and you've got a matter of hours. That made me mad, but my biggest issue is Big Pharma. That they're trying to push through legislation to force our children to have vaccines, the Gardasil vaccine, which is really, it's got very questionable side effects. And they want to do it without parental consent. There's actually two bills working together. This is atrocious. I can't take the loss of liberty every single day, and my state seems to be number one on the hit parade trying to just make us slaves, so.
Well, where's the best place for people to get more information about your campaign?
You can go to GigiBowman4Senate.com about the campaign. If you want to run for office, go to LibertyCandidates.com and fill out the application. If you believe that you are running on a platform of liberty and you want to be endorsed by us, it's a great place to be because we have about 500 candidates that are listed as Liberty candidates that you know you can trust.
Okay, that's great. And then the book is How to Run for Office on a Liberty Platform, and that's right. Available at Amazon.
It's on Amazon, yes.
Okay. We've been talking with Gigi Bowman. She's a person who's running for state senate in New York, and she is the Liberty candidate maven. She will help you figure out how to put together your best platform and your best campaign. Gigi, thanks for talking.
Thank you, Nick.
Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.